This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. For nearly as long as anyone can remember, there's been talk about expanding broadband and cell coverage in the North Country. Last spring, several small groups in the North Country announced plans to provide faster internet and better cell reception. Among others, Senator Jeanne Shaheen was there to applaud the announcement. But their plan is being held up by the biggest economic development group in the North Country, and that is infuriating some other economic development and elected officials above the notches. NHPR's Chris Jensen joins us now to explain what's happening. Hey, Chris.
Good afternoon.
So what's this project, and who's pitching it?
Well, the project was largely put together by this small group, the COAS Economic Development Corporation. It's been working with a company called TCC Networks to provide more broadband around Groveton. And TCC's already done work in the North Country as well as Maine. And the idea was to put TCC's equipment on a tower up on Morse Mountain, which is in Groveton. But that tower is owned by another group called Northern Community Investment Corporation, or NCIC. And it's really the 800-pound gorilla of economic development in the North Country. NCIC put the tower up using about $600,000 in federal and other funds to offer broadband service through its own company called Wireless Link, and it's operated by a company called Secured Network Services.
So it sounds like this new project would be a competitor to the current service offered by NCIC's Wireless Link.
That's absolutely right, and it's essentially what NCIC's president, John Freeman, told me.
My immediate reaction was, holy mackerel, but this situation is putting both TCC and NCIC in a vulnerable spot because we're in an area that doesn't have enough customers to make providing service in a break-even, possibly profitable way possible.
And according to Freeman, Wireless Link is just about breaking even.
Do we know how many people are without fast-speed internet or cell service in the North Country?
Well, it's gotten much better in the last few years, but there's still a big need for cell coverage and faster and cheaper internet.
One would think different economic development groups would work together to help the North Country, but that doesn't seem to be the case here.
No, that's not happening. TCC wanted to put its equipment on the tower, and it was going to pay for that. But since NCIC owns the tower, it gets to decide who can use the frequencies coming from it. And I spent some time talking to an official with the Federal Communications Commission, and he said, well, a tower owner can legally do that. So through the spring and summer, NCIC wouldn't agree to share more than two of at least 17 channels, and those two had to have a signal pointed in a very limited direction. What this ultimately means for the North Country is fewer people have access, and Wireless Link SNS has no new competition.
What does Northern Community Investment Corporation say?
Well, it's President John Freeman insists that there's no effort to monopolize the frequencies and block TCC. Freeman says his only concern has been working out an arrangement so the signals from the two companies wouldn't interfere with each other. But in the reporting I've done and talking to people, they say the situation should be really simple. You agree to share, you divide up the frequencies, and there's no interference. We don't know exactly what the head of TCC, Don Dawson, thinks because he's declined to be interviewed.
So what kind of reaction has this caused? I imagine a lot of people in the North Country are upset.
Oh, here in the North Country, a lot of people are unhappy that the TCC project isn't moving forward and that it appears that the Northern Community Investment Corporation is blocking it. And one of those people is Coos County Commissioner Rick Sampson, who represents the area. He says he's concluded that NCIC is undermining the project. Here's what he says.
That's unacceptable. Totally unacceptable to me.
It's worth noting that both organizations get taxpayer funds in one case from the same federal agency. When I talked last with NCIC's John Freeman, he denied doing anything improper. He said there have been a series of very unfortunate miscommunications, and he says he's still willing to cooperate with TCC. But TCC's given up trying to work with Freeman, and it's looking for other locations, said Bob DeAngelis. He's the executive director of the COAS Economic Development Corporation, and that's the group that started this.
Chris, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
That's NHPR's Chris Jensen.